Good evening. This is Matt Heinrich here, as opposed to the normal Zach and Chris combo, because I'm gritty and I'll be doing it this week for you, even though I'm not in the league because fantasy football sucks.
Thanks for joining us for everyone's favorite time of the week, which happens to be right now. We're joined here with the one and only Matthew Heinrich. Matt, how are we doing tonight?
Doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Doing well, dude. After week 8 and at the midpoint of the year here in 2017, here are our comments. So Kuhn, he still only has one loss. He's still on track to be only the second team ever to finish with a 12-1 record. But he does face three potential playoff teams out of his next 5 games the rest of the year. So we'll see if he can sustain the momentum going forward. Sander and Justin lose again, while Alex and Austin continue to climb the standings here and find themselves in second and third place, respectively. They now also have the second and third most points scored, so good for them. Zeke is suspended again. Who knows how that's going to last. He'll probably be ready to go for Sunday at this point. But meanwhile, Global Jim, a.k.a. Global Jim, continues to ride him like a little pony, and he finds himself in the playoff picture for the first time all year. Good job to him. So in other news, Brandon scores 100 points for the first time all year. Meanwhile, he's defeated Nito Torpedo, your boys, in the process.
Yep.
Even after pulling off a few trades there. And Brandon, he's now averaging 77.25 points a game, which is a slight improvement over the 74 he was averaging as of last week. But he could still very well set the record and break Dan's lowest scoring output of 81.4 from 2011. Matt, you got any thoughts on Brandon's team pulling one out against you guys, or the record low setting performance for him so far?
Yeah, good win for Brandon. I mean, can't really say he did a shitty job and still beat us. He put up 100 points. It's pretty solid, and you know, a pretty narrow margin of 1.4, I think. So, you know, can't take that one away from him. As for the scoring title, I like to think he'll be able to beat Danny if he can just string together a couple nice weeks, but stay tuned.
I will indeed. Tommy finds himself on a nice 3-game losing streak here, while Chris finally catches a break and he revives his playoff hopes. Even though he's at 3-5 currently, he's fourth in the league in scoring. And also, Sander thought he had an Austin beat and bragged about it last night after the Monday Night Football game. But looks like ESPN had the last laugh in that one, pal, after some stat corrections today. So my question would be, how does that one taste there, Sandman? Any other fun facts for you, Matt, or thoughts on any of the fun facts for this week?
Yeah, sucks to suck, Sander. I mean, obviously, you're still looking okay in the playoff push, but Austin really gritted one out unexpectedly because I went to sleep looking at the score thinking, you know, sucks to suck Austin because Anderson really didn't provide too much. And then not like 20 minutes ago, I looked and kind of turned the tides there. So maybe next week, Sam.
Maybe. Hopefully not. We'll get right into the weekly recap. And at this point, I don't really need to announce that we're going to start with Nino Torpedo, your boys, after 20-plus weeks now of beginning with them. But, again, as we mentioned, lost to Brandon last week by less than 2. Now, I want to get your thoughts on this. Paul Richardson had a neato 25.5 right on your bench. And Devontae Booker also chipped in there with a nice 12.9. You know, I guess you could look on the bright side and say if it did end in a tie, you guys would have won because you had more bench points. But unfortunately, weren't able to grit it out. And meanwhile, Brandon finally gets 100 points. The week after, he scores 31.1. So that's a nice turnaround for him.
I was really hoping for another 30-point week out of Brandon. You know, good for him for scoring 100. Really sucks that we had so many points just chilling on our bench. Richardson and Booker, I mean, who would have really guessed that? Booker I picked up like 10 minutes before the game, and you actually convinced me to not play Richardson my flex.
I did, yeah.
Instead, play Funchess, which sucks, but Feeling still optimistic after that week. You know, we got a decent amount of points up there. I think the trade worked out pretty well for us, so hopefully it works out better moving forward.
Definitely had some nice moves there with Ajayi and Funchess today, so that helps.
The trades worked out pretty well for me and Frank today, so hopefully we can make some trades of our own or just ride those guys for at least another win or two.
Yeah. I mean, meanwhile, you're in last place, so we'll see what happens. Side note, we are trying to figure out the punishment for the last place team, so we're going to have a nice vote on that. Any thoughts are appreciated, so hopefully everyone's watching this, which I know not everyone is. But yeah, we'll see what we do. Alex whipped DJ, and he scored 125 points plus for three straight weeks now, which is something Kuhn can't say he's done. In case you're wondering, he did score 124.9 in week 7, but that doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
DJ thought he was about to turn his season around as of last week, but now he's second to last in scoring. And I think like 3 or 4 wins total for him is right about where he'll end up. So kind of heartbreaking for you, Deej, but sucks to suck. Anthony beat Matt Cavello in a close one, knocked him back down to the consolation bracket. And considering he started Jaguars D while they were on a bye week and still almost posted 100, shout out to Anthony. Any thoughts on Lambitious Cheese or any of the other teams mentioned?
My only real thought is about the name Lambitious Cheese. I can't say that that's why you lost, but it's got to be a contributing factor. So maybe change that again this week.
It wouldn't hurt. Let's put it that way. Lambitious Cheese actually continues their seesaw season, and we could be saying see you later to their playoff hopes very soon. Now, Sander lost to Austin overnight, which sucks for him, but not everyone else. Wilcost, considering, you know, you were at Matt's house while we were all over there this past Sunday, and you ended up dropping Chiefs D last minute, and they're cool 18 points in the free agent pool. So hopefully you liked starting your kicker instead and having two of your players only score double-digit points. Yikes. Wilcost.
Yeah, for what it's worth there, Sander, I also considered Chiefs D and then thought the Steelers D would provide. That really fucked me. Wilcost also, Benny Fowler dropping a touchdown towards the end of the game. Mm. That would have pretty much sealed the deal. But Benny Fowler's, you know, shitty, so there's that.
Yeah. Big time. Now, I don't want to take away from Austin because Alvin Kamara now has 10-plus points in 5 straight weeks. That was something Austin predicted at the beginning of the year, and we kind of laughed at him for it, but gritty call. I admit it.
I'm still laughing at him for it. He likes to think that it was some sort of intuition. I think he liked the name Alvin Kamara and picked him up, and he's just been lucky with it ever since.
Yeah.
Don't want to fool you.
I guess he has me fooled because I, even if it was just based off the name, gritty nevertheless.
Oh yeah.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. So, now the Wook continues to be shook after after losing to Chris by a pretty sizable margin. And maybe you can agree or disagree, but when your two top players are Josh McCown and Juju Smith-Schuster, can't expect much.
Yeah, I'll agree with that one. Juju, you know, it could be a pretty gritty player, but, I mean, you're definitely not looking for Josh McCown to be a top performer for you, or any performer for you, really. So
maybe just keep him in the free agents, huh?
Well, you got to do what you got to do. Me and Frank are looking to ride the free agents this week as well, so we'll see what happens with that. But shitty nonetheless that you couldn't get better performances out of the rest of your team.
Yeah, big time. You know, nothing wrong with playing a guy from the free agents. Maybe Kuhn will trade you Kirk Cousins. yeah, maybe. But Chris plays 5 potential playoff teams the next 5 weeks. So we're going to see if his luck has truly turned or if this was an outlier of a performance.
Chris will need some gritty performances out of his team, some above average performance out of his team consistently in order for him to make it. I don't really see it happening, but weirder things have happened, so we'll see.
Stranger things.
Stranger things.
season two. Go watch it. Now, Global Gym beat me all the way from Iceland this past week. And, you know, he almost tied his season high of 122 points in a week. Just came short of that. But he enjoyed a nice 25 from Zeke, while my two brand-new running backs, thanks to you and Frank, combined for less than half of that. And I also started Dolphins D, and they got shit on by the Ravens 40-0. Could have been better there. But I guess we'll save the best for last, as much as it sucks to say. Kuhn beat the Junkyard Dogs, you might want to say Michael Vick style, by almost 50. And we're just wondering if, like, Deshaun Watson can carry him single-handedly to the championship this year. I don't know. Maybe. Stay tuned on that. But everyone's rooting for that first-round exit, baby. Make the playoffs, and then we'll see you later. We're going to be accepting side bets for when Kuhn loses in the playoffs. Look out for that new league poll. In other news, Junkyard Dog is brutal. And I said this a few weeks ago. He started 5-1. But, you know, we could see him slip all the way out of the playoffs, and hopefully so. You know, he could be finding himself in a nice three-game bender here after facing me this upcoming week. So we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, I think Kuhn will – I don't think he'll win out. I expect him to just get one unlucky week. I mean, he's got a good team, no doubt. Deshaun Watson, unexpectedly good this year. He'll just get an unlucky loss at some point, so he won't be tying that record anytime soon. The Junkyard Dogs, I still like to make the playoffs, but we'll see.
Woof, woof. Let's jump into the shitty and gritty picks, okay? I'm going to start it off with my gritty pick. I'm going with Brandon. You know, multiple weeks of being the shitty pick, and he finally pulls out for once, a close one, and posts 100 points against your boys. So, nice job there. Who do you got in your gritty pick?
My gritty pick, I'm going to give to Chris, getting back in the win column and putting himself at least in sniffing distance of the playoff push. So if he can string together a couple more, he could be looking good. But it's a big win for him in the big picture.
Yeah, definitely so. How about your shitty pick? Who you got there?
That's easy. Sander. I mean, predicting a win, announcing a win, and not getting a win is shitty.
Enough said. I actually have a tie. I agree with your Sander pick there for a premature celebration. Losing by 0.2, that's really going to hurt. And then, you know what, Tommy, three-game losing streak. You really had me convinced that you were good at fantasy, dude. But, you know, not convinced anymore. So that's shitty. And I don't really need to say more than that. We'll get into the Week 9 preview now. My matchup of the week I'm giving to Anthony and Kuhn. I'll take Kuhn, as shitty as it is to accept it, but I think he's getting another dub here. Who do you got for your matchup of the week?
The matchup of the week I'm going to give to the Skog Bowl this year, a couple playoff contenders, so probably rooting for the Junkyard Dog in that one, but
big time.
We'll see how it ends.
Yeah, I'm rooting for him too. What's up?
What's up?
You want a guest appearance?
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week, okay. How about your ship bowl of the week? I got you and Matt Cavello. Frank's in there too, but we all know he's the secondary owner at this point. Which makes 3 weeks in a row you guys are in the ship bowl. But I'm going to pick Matt Cavello here. So
yeah, I'll agree to that ship bowl. You know, me and Frank are sitting in last place. And hey, don't take anything away from Frank as being co-owner. But I mean, Matt's just got one more win than me and Frank, so we could be looking to draw even with him for last place.
That'd be really something.
Yeah, be pretty special. We're looking for a lot out of the mystery quarterback that we haven't picked yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, you guys are not looking to get tattoos on your ass.
Nah.
Shout out, Kyler Kelly. Speaking of Kyler Kelly, we got the Globo, a.k.a. Global Bowl, a.k.a. whoever plays Kyler Kelly, which happens to be Chris this week. And I'm going to take Chris, but it should be a good one there. We'll see how it pans out. Who do you got in that one?
I'm going to take Kyler in that one. Assuming Zeke isn't actually suspended, which if past weeks have shown us anything, he won't be, because Goodell just can't get the boy like that. So I'm going to pick Kyler, pending a Zeke return.
Okay. Okay. And we actually have a new segment here on the weekly video. It's the Bimmer of the Day. And my Bimmer of the Day is this one right here. It's a nice Bimmer, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a Bimmer of the Day?
I also have a Bimmer of the Day. It's this lovely Bimmer minivan in honor of Sander getting married pretty soon here. I imagine he'll need a minivan for his children any day now. So this one's for you, Sam. Yeah, I've already got it picked out. Hit me up for the link.
You can find it at your local Mercedes-Benz dealership, which Sander's fiance works at.
Big time.
And finally, we'll get into the projected playoff bracket power rankings here. As I alluded to before, it's about halfway through, a little over. But Kuhn's still sitting at the top. Alex bumps up to number two. Austin is now at number three. Sander falls down to four. Anthony is at five. Junkyard Dogs took a nice fall there. He's at six. Guyler Kelly is at seven. Stay tuned on him keeping, you know, pace there. I'm barely in, looking at the eighth seed currently. Chris is all the way up to nine in the consolation bracket. Lambitious Cheese at 10. We got the Wook at 11. DJ's at 12. Brandon finally hops up out of that last place spot. He was holding down. You know, he kept the seat warm for you, and we'll see how long you would decide to keep the seat warm there at number 14. Any thoughts on the playoff brackets or any teams looking to either fall out of the playoff bracket or get back in?
Just one thought. Alex is my early pick for champion this year. We'll see if Rodgers can do him any good. Obviously, I traded away for Stills. First trade I made where people didn't bitch about it, which was nice. But yep. Just based on recent weeks, I mean, his team's strong. So I think he's my early pick. He's this year's champion. You're here first.
Yeah, I would actually agree with that. And he's going to be tough to beat come playoff time, unlike Kuhn. So we'll see what happens. And hopefully we have some guys fall out. Sander, Junkyard Dog, Tyler.
Stay tuned.
Maybe more. Any closing thoughts here for our audience? Hopefully everybody, Matt.
Closing thoughts. Don't give up on me and Frank. You know, we got Kuhn, Alex, and Austin in three of our remaining five matchups, which would be tough, but we could be looking to finish the season 5-0 here with some new performances out of Ajayi and Funchess and just really take the league by storm. Maybe give Kuhn that first week exit.
I'll tell you what, that'd be really something. And hopefully it happens, but I'm not counting on it. All right. Well, thanks for joining us there, Matthew. And as I say, you take care. And bye-bye, okay?
Yep, take care. Bye-bye. All right.